Even though the Truckee River has dwindled from a roar to a trickle, the sound of flowing water, or what's left of it, still beckons people to relax, play, or just be in the moment.
It really adds to the downtown. It probably attracts people here because they want to enjoy the vistas and the serenity of the area.
That's Mil Morales, a visitor from California who's been enjoying restaurants and shops dotted along the river. And with construction taking place around the area, like at the old post office on North Sierra, more businesses are settling in.
I think it's probably about time that downtown gets a little more revamping. There's a lot of empty buildings, a lot of vacant spaces that aren't being used.
That's longtime resident Elena Conway, who now lives downtown and frequently takes breaks by the river with her dog Pearl. Conway says she often finds the area empty. Getting more people to visit, shop, and eat around the Truckee River is a priority for the Riverwalk Merchants Association, a group of business owners who banded together about 20 years ago. The group has recently grown to more than 60 members under the leadership of Scott Dunseith. To learn more about their work, I meet up with Dunseith at his shop, the City Pride Apparel Store, Reno Envy.
So tell me more about the River Walk.
Sure, absolutely. Let's take a walk. The River Walk is the space between Keystone Avenue and to the ballpark. So that's kind of like
on our walk, we notice a mix of urban blight and new development. All in one microcosm. On some blocks, issues of homelessness, loitering, and litter persist. Yet there are also people bicycling, walking their dogs, and strolling by. Dunseith says he often hears people saying,
"Oh, I didn't know this was here. Oh, this is really cool. Oh, man, downtown has really turned a corner." So it's a long road, but we're getting there.
The turning point came about a decade ago when the Whitewater Park opened at Wingfield.
You started with the kayakers, and then you'd see tubers, and then you'd see rafters. It really was the start of getting people back into the Riverwalk district, into the river, and feeling comfortable about hanging out in downtown.
Not far from the Riverwalk, over in Midtown, that community has undergone a transformation and has been successful with rebranding its image. Dunseith hopes to emulate that and get more locals and tourists to view the Riverwalk district as a distinctive part of town.
We're not a strip mall. You go to any city, on any corner, you see the same 12 different sandwich shops. We don't have that. We're unique. We're gritty. We're pioneers. That's what's cool about Reno. It builds character and it produces characters.
For Dunseith, preserving the health and beauty of the Truckee River is a must to attract people to the Riverwalk. That's why his group is collaborating with the nonprofit Keeping Truckee Meadows Beautiful, or KTMB.
When you think about where it comes from, Lake Tahoe, I mean, there's no more beautiful or pure source of water that I can think of. And once that hits our community, we found that it tends to get pretty dirty. And when you think about that as being our water supply, that's kind of a concern.
That's Christy Chakirolu, who heads the annual KTMB River Cleanup Project. Hundreds of volunteers turn up each year to clear tons of invasive weeds and collect garbage from the banks of the river.
We find all sorts of things, everything from grocery carts and shoes to used diapers.
But sustaining the river takes much more than just picking up trash. Chakirolu says it's a big job that requires participation from many groups in the community. Last year, KTMB partnered with Nevada Land Trust, starting an initiative to develop the One Truckee River Management Plan.
There's not one overall plan for the river, is what we have found. And what we have are a lot of groups and organizations that do various projects along different sections of the river.
Reno Councilwoman Naomi Dewar was the former director of the Truckee River Flood Project. From her experience, she says stewardship of the waterway is a complex undertaking with many ecological, safety, business, neighborhood, and aesthetic issues colliding.
It's almost inevitable that you're going to get involved in all of these issues. By understanding how all of those things interconnect, they're going to be more successful.
Because of that complexity, the One Truckee River Management Plan remains a work in progress. Stakeholders met last month to hash out long-term strategies with the goal of presenting policies for adoption by government agencies next year. Regardless of what they decide, everyone working together shares a similar vision for the Riverwalk to become a bustling city hub, home to a pristine waterway. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.